What's up, guys and girls? Welcome to the Rock Hippie Adventures podcast. And I'm Keith, worn my ass out 2 days in a row because the girl thinks my ass needs to be bigger.
No. Yeah, that is not true. Well, kind of.
Okay, yeah.
Booty gains.
Yeah. She wants my butt to be bigger.
Yeah, more grabbable.
Well, I don't know.
Because you've got a fine ass, that's why. So you don't have one of those old man flat asses.
But can I just not work out if I don't?
No. I mean, you have a choice in every situation. If you choose not to work out, that is okay by me. But no. I'm going to judge you silently from the corner.
see what I'm dealing with? It even goes into it's our talk tonight.
Baby boot camp over right up in here.
Oh, my gosh. Well, welcome to the show, guys and girls. We're going to be talking about more relationship stuff tonight, go figure. And we'll be talking about, is love enough to make a relationship last, work, be sustainable, all those good things. We're going to talk about this evening. We did put a rock it or block it on the TikTok.
TikTok, you don't stop. No, that's not right, but it's
no,
fine.
It's definitely not right.
But anyways, yeah, so we're on the TikTok now with the youngsters.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's weird.
It's a little strange.
It is.
But we also like their video editing stuff, and it shares really easily to Instagram. So it's actually saving us a lot of steps in video production. So
is it?
Thanks to the TikTok. I mean, it is for me.
Okay.
Because I do that part. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, so we're on TikTok. If you're on TikTok, come find us, Rock Hippie Adventures. If you're not on the TikTok, you're still seeing the videos on Instagram. So.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's okay.
Well, again.
Yeah. We didn't have any feedback. Oh, no. We did have one feedback. From your friend wrote back about that love is not enough. There needs to be a lot of other things. That was an opinion that was on there. So we did have some feedback on that.
Is
but I did want to share something before we move on because, you know, our episode last time? No, it was the one before that. Whatever one we talked about the sex. I did come across an app that I wanted to share. And we'll have a link to it. It's called Spicer. I know it sounds like some nasty ass thing.
It does.
But it's really actually a cool
sounds
website.
Like a bad Tinder app.
It does sound
hey,
like a bad
Spicer.
Right?
Swipe left and you get
well, it's funny.
Salsa verde. Swipe right and you get sour cream.
You aren't wrong, actually. It's not about food, though.
Oh, my gosh.
But it could be about other
oh,
things.
Oh, no, gosh.
So anyways, no, it's God. Only between you and your spouse, though, so or your partner. So you both get the app. You share the link with each other, and it is a thumbs up, thumbs down. It gives you, like, scenarios of things. It gives you just sexual things. But then it gives you, like, a little report card to have at the end so that you could see what your partner picked and you could see they could see what you picked, and then it could open up conversation. So I was thinking that if people are, you know, not having the booty too much times a week and they want to spice it up, hence the Spicer app, so they could,
I'm know, still out on stuff like that.
I didn't even share it with you. I'm going to be honest with you. Because we also took our Enneagrams, and he's, what are you, a five?
I'm a five.
Yeah, straight up. They're like, no, fives don't like this.
Yeah, see?
So I didn't even share it with you. So if you're Enneagram five, don't share that with your partner. It's just going to irritate them. They're going to judge you like this one's looking at me.
They won't judge you. There's just things they don't do that other people do. And
yeah, they're not.
I
you're not
do a lot.
Do. They're not, fives are not open to that kind of discussion. It's awkward. It's not a discussion you want to have.
You're probably right.
Yeah, that's why I literally didn't share it with you for that
reason. And if you're wondering what an Enneagram is, we'll have a link to a site that tells you your Enneagrams. You can find all about it. It's like a personality thing, like a Myers-Briggs, but a little bit different. I think it hones in on other things that Myers-Briggs doesn't. Like Myers-Briggs focuses on like extrovert, introvert, like mm-hmm. whether you perceive or you judge things, you know, things like that. So I know my Myers-Briggs and now I know my Enneagram. And honestly, it couldn't be more right both ways.
Oh, it's dead fucking right for you.
Yeah.
And mine's right for me.
Yeah, yours is right for you whether you believe it or not.
I'm a two.
See, that's the thing. That
I'm
was
a
the funny.
Giver.
The thing was, is like when I saw mine, I was like, yep, that's me. She saw hers and she goes, is this me? Is this really me?
But did my whole family say, no, that's not me?
That's only because they don't know you. Your family doesn't know who you are.
No. They think I'm just callous.
Yeah.
I'm not, though, really. Yeah. I'm a lover.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, no, I really am, though. I take care of people. Why do you think I'm fucking exhausted all
no,
the time?
No, that's what I know that. Just let me have a joke here. No, you get all the jokes. You get all the jokes. I get none of the jokes. See, guys and girls, love's just not enough. No, I'm just playing.
No, I'm not even giving you. I'm not even throwing shade at you at all. No, I mean, it is. It's true, though.
You can't. You're too short.
No, it's true. It's very true. You shade me all the time. But yeah, so, and I also want to share too, and I follow this girl on Instagram, and she does Enneagram stuff, and her stuff is really nice because she says, I sent you some of it before. Like, if you love a two, here's ways that they're like, that they like to be shown love. If you want to get sexy with a five, here's things that you could do. And that was what she put for this five. That I literally got that from yours. But then everybody in the comments, as I was reading through them, because I'm like, I don't think he would like this. They're like, what five would ever want this? And I was like, yes, girls, what five would want this? I agreed with them. So the girl was like, well, you know, I think some fives would. And I was like, nah.
They're not really a five.
My five would not.
Yeah.
I didn't look at the twos, though. We need to look at the two one.
If you're confused with all the numbers again, check out the link in the description on any platform that you listen to this podcast on. When you click listen in the description, there will be links. And guess what? You can click on that link no matter where you're at. Spotify, Pocket Cast. Man, we shouldn't work out before we...
You humming, babe?
Man, I stink.
Put your arm down.
I think it's my feet.
I don't smell you, so I must be good. Far enough away. We're socially distancing in the,
in the studio,
the studio for the reason of working out.
Yeah. Probably shouldn't work out right before you record, but, you know, we only have 24 hours a day, and I spend 10 of them working, so. Ugh.
I know. It's so frustrating. It's horrible. I'm leaving with school late now, so now everything's pushed back an hour. It's a little frustrating for us. We won't eat till 8 o'clock now at this point.
Yeah. Well, guys and girls, we hope you enjoyed our bullshit in the beginning.
We love y'all for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But seriously, though, in all honesty, though, anytime that you can do these little things to open up communication between you and your partner, I think it's great. I think it was fun to, like, spend the time doing it. So
yeah, it worked out well with your family, which it was an interesting thing.
Right.
Maybe we'll have an episode about things you can do with your family when things are awkward at gatherings.
Yeah. No, I thought it was great. I thought it was it lended itself to some good conversation.
No, it did.
We'll share those links with you guys. And then also give that lady a follow. I can't remember what it's like, Enneagram something or other. But well, I'll have a link to her Instagram.
You need to find the link so I can put it in the description.
Yeah, I will. But she's great because she literally posts like a whole thing for all of the numbers. And I thought some of it's really interesting. And I actually was like, oh, that's why he does what he does. She's kind of insightful. So
cool. Yeah. All right, guys and girls. We'll be back in a minute talking about the actual show stuff. We'll see you in about 1 minute, literally. And we're back, guys and girls, at the Rock Hippie Adventures podcast. This is our meat segment where we will be talking about, is love enough? Is it enough for me? Is it enough for you? Is it enough to sustain a relationship? Can you get through any strife, turmoil, conflict in a relationship with just love?
I say no.
No?
I say a big no.
I may agree with you on that. There's a lot of things that people don't understand when it comes to relationships. I think they think, well, if I love a person enough, then maybe, just maybe, it'll be enough to go on, right?
Yeah, I could see that. But I'm not sure that's the case, though. I think there needs to be other things besides that. I think love's a great foundation for some things, sure.
Well, let's look at love in two different ways first. Well, not two different ways, but let's look at it. If one person has love in a relationship and the other person doesn't, I'm definitely going to say that your love is not enough to hold that relationship together.
I would agree.
Now, but what if both people love each other just dearly? Do you think with both people loving each other, it can work? That you can overcome anything? Anything?
I don't know. That's rough. That is I'm still going to say no.
Is that a conundrum?
It is a conundrum, babe. You put me in a pickle.
I didn't put you in a pickle. You may have a pickle.
You have a pickle.
Oh. I have a pickle. Oh, never mind.
Hey. Love it.
But no.
I'm trying to like put it into a context of like
a scenario.
Like I need a scenario. Like how bad is something that love is going to... Because
let's look at it like this. That people are people. All right. So if you've never listened to anything I've ever done, and I don't know if I've said it on this podcast, but I know any other podcast I've been on, especially when I talk about religious things, you're always going to hear me say, I think people at their core are inherently bad.
Yeah.
Inherently bad, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't believe people can be good without being taught and really trying hard. I think left at your own device, people are bad. evil, not nice. I mean, look at the world. I mean, if people didn't have to, I mean, I don't think anybody tries to be bad.
What's that movie where like they have that one night a year where everything's bad?
The Purge.
The Purge. Yeah. So you think that would be everyday occurrence if people could get away with shit?
I mean, they would anyways. Think about it. We all like people speed. Like you have to try not to speed. Like you have to put in.
I do not speed.
This
is
the look. This is the example I use for everybody.
Okay.
Do you have to teach a child to lie?
No, they inherently do.
Do you have to teach a child to be violent?
No.
Because I mean, how many kids have you seen grow up? They bite other kids or they smack other kids. I'm not saying everybody does this, but you don't have to teach the bad things.
No, you have to redirect the behavior.
Right. You have to teach a child not to do things.
Right.
You have to teach a child to do things as well. But it's weird. It's like a child wants to touch a stove until they touch it. Like you have to teach them not to. Not that that's a bad behavior.
It's like cause and effect. Yeah.
But the thing is that you do not have to teach a child bad behavior. Bad behavior seems to become inherent.
Well, don't you think some of the behavior though has to do with getting caught and being in trouble? Like I think kids lie to keep themselves out of trouble. I think there's a reason why they do that. I don't think it's a
toddler. Have you ever talked to a toddler who has no concept of good or bad? Right.
Yeah.
I'm talking toddler. I'm talking like 2, 3, 4 years old.
And they do those like little things where don't touch that. And the kid's like touching all the shit when they walk away.
But they lie about stuff too. Like, and it's not about keeping them out of trouble because here's my thing. Children, one, do not know the difference between right and wrong, honestly. They cannot comprehend it. Their brain is not mature enough to comprehend. Most people can't comprehend the reality.
Some adults can't figure that out.
Well, but that's my thing. Reality of your consequence, reality of responsibility doesn't come until you mature.
Yeah, that's true.
So, therefore, the causality of wrong and right doesn't fit. So, lying to them is not really trying to keep themselves out of trouble. It's just something they do.
Yeah.
Maybe there is a cause and effect of trying to stay out of trouble. But at 2 years old, what kid understands that lying, right, keeps you out of trouble?
Yeah, no, they're just going
to
do it.
Not that most 2-year-olds have the comprehension maybe to put together full sentences, but some do. 3-year-olds do, 4-year-olds. But again, my point is we don't have to teach a child how to be bad.
So are you saying that in a relationship?
Well, I'm sorry.
Is that where you're going?
In a relationship, what I was going to say is that people, I think at their core, are imperfect. Human beings are imperfect. There's no such thing as a perfect human being.
Yeah.
That's why I think people are inherently bad, because if you were inherently good, you would prone to be perfect. You would prone not to do the things that you might trip up and do. Let's say you're out one night, you're drunk, and you make out with somebody that's not your significant other. Let's just use that for example. Cheating. Maybe not cheating to the full extent of sexual intercourse, but you kind of cheat, which a lot of people say you're cheating. You looked at it. You spoke to it. You're cheating. No, I'm just saying, like, I mean, but that's something that kind of is love enough. Let's just use a simple scenario of infidelity, but not full-on infidelity. Like, you didn't commit. Because, like, I think sexual intercourse, like, oh, I'm sorry, sexual. I'm using sexual intercourse here. Like, when you go on and have sex with another person.
Yes.
Like, full-on sex. You know, most people can't come back from that. I don't think anybody can come back. I think if you think your love is enough to come back from that, I think that is one of those extremes that you can't, right? So we're going to throw that one out the window. Because I think across the board, there's the other person, like, like how high and drunk do you have to be to have sex with somebody else when you're like committed relationship,
right?
To know that you've gone that far, right? So I think that person doesn't love the other person, and it's out the window. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can come back from that. Even though I know people do, I've seen it firsthand. People can come back from that, but again, that's a whole different story. That's a whole different level of therapy and reconstructing that relationship and everything. Let's narrow it down to some scenarios like I don't want to use anything in infidelity wise because I think we're pushing the boundaries. Kissing, you know, having an emotional attachment to somebody else. Those things are really tough.
Right.
But let's say something like gambling.
Okay.
Or let's use gambling. I think gambling is a good one because it's kind of it's something you do. You willfully know it, but it's kind of an addiction thing because some people cannot not do it.
Right.
I know a couple of relationships that kind of ended over gambling. Like,
which it can.
No, it can. I know that relationships end over a bunch of things, but let's use gambling, for example. Is love enough? Like, so in this scenario, both people love each other dearly, but the other person has a gambling problem. And it's tanking the finances.
No, I'd peace out.
Okay. So no matter how much you love them.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that stop you loving them?
Sometimes.
Like, you don't care or love for that person?
I mean, not in the same realm, I would say no. It would not be a romantic love. See, I think there's different versions of love.
No,
I
agree with
that.
There's
like a caring love.
I agree with that. But love in itself.
I care for my ex, but I don't love him anymore. Not in that regard.
You don't, you're not in love with him, but you love him in the sense that you care for him. You care for what happens to him. You don't want anything bad happening
to him.
Well,
yeah, he's my kid's
dad. So
you
still always,
just like yours.
You'll still always love him. It's just like my ex. I'll still always love her, but not in the relationship of a spouse.
Right, 100%. So I think that that would change the love in that regard.
Right. So love in of itself, no matter what kind of love it is, isn't enough.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Is that,
I think when it's something that's detrimental to yourself, I think at some point you have to look at the fact, is it something that's directly going to affect you in a negative manner? I don't think anybody should ever drag anybody down. I've
at what
lived
point,
it.
Though,
like, I'm not doing it.
Okay, but see, but here's what I'm going to say. How much love and how long do you hold on to that love to hold on to the relationship?
Like, until there's no change. I think if you've had a conversation with them, like if you're in a relationship.
There's
and
no
you're,
change. There's no want
there's
for
no
help.
There's no want for help. Nothing seems to be improving. False promises.
So,
any of those things to me don't live up to what the marriage and all of the things that you go
okay,
through.
Okay. So as she's saying this, if you're listening, what I want you to hear is that it's not only the love a person has for that person that sustains a relationship, but it's other things. It's like therapy. So we're saying gambling. So there needs to be help. If you don't want help, that's outside the realm of your love. You love them, so you want them to get help, but you need other things in that relationship to sustain.
Absolutely.
Love is not, okay, so communication and love are two different things. You know, your love for a person makes you want to communicate, but you have to communicate. The other person doesn't communicate back. There's no communication.
Yeah.
No matter how much you love that person, if there's no communication, the relationship is not sustainable.
Well, and I look at it from the other way, too, because the person who's gambling, if they're not willing to make changes or willing to figure out what they need to do on their end, and I'm not saying it needs to be like an end-all, be-all, be cured, but at least make steps towards improving their situation.
Right.
That's the same thing. Their love is not enough. Their love is not enough.
They don't have any. I think their love is not there.
Enough.
I don't think it's not that love's not enough. I think
no,
that
well,
they
in
don't...
addiction, it's different. Their love is the addiction. You went in a relationship with somebody addicted. You're the second person. You're not, and I'm speaking from experience because I know people, it's not true. Bullshit. It's fucking true.
Well, yeah, I mean,
the addiction, the thing that they're addicted to takes priority over everything else. And so technically love isn't even enough from the thing.
But it's first love.
Absolutely.
It's a religious concept too. Like, you know,
it 100%
in the Bible, it's like, you know, if your first love's not God, you know, then everything, then he's not first, you know, because that's that concept, you know, God should be first and everything else is second. So in the relationship, when you're married, the spouse should have the first love because in that relationship, it should be that. And it's not just an addiction to gambling or drinking.
No, it could be in
or,
any situation.
Like, I know
it
guys who
food.
Love their cars. Like,
it could be food,
love their,
it could be cars.
They love their cars so much,
I mean,
they spend all their time
and
with their
I'd
cars.
And I'd be just as guilty in a relationship because mine was exercising in being... Like that, I use that as the thing. Like, I had to go exercise. I loved it. Love, love, loved exercise. But I also think it was a coping mechanism for having to deal with other things.
It could be, yeah.
But any, I mean, I'm not, whatever.
But no, again, in all relationships, in extreme circumstances, I think one person is to blame. In extreme circumstances, but I think we all have our faults in relationships where it's just...
Well, I think you just start coping with it. I think you start coming up with mechanisms to deal with situations in relationships, especially when it's to that degree, not a day-to-day thing.
Yeah, and I think relationships are meant to be sometimes and aren't not meant to be, and people just have to learn who they are.
Yeah.
No matter, like, you know, me and my ex, we did a lot of things well. We're great friends. We can conversate. When it came to the relationship, it was really hard. Not in the beginning, just in the middle. I mean, I had my bad faults. I mean, I was terrible in the relationship in the middle of it. I was young. I was stupid. I didn't understand. I thought I wanted a family, but I didn't live like I wanted a family. So there was a lot, and I put a lot of stress on the relationship for her. Then we got older, and I was trying to change, and then but we just realized at some point we love each other. We care for each other. We want for the best. But there was irreconcilable things that we couldn't, like, you know, we kept trying to make it work. Because we really gave hard efforts at it, and we loved each other, but we realized no matter how much we loved for each other, we just couldn't make it work. And maybe that's when we came, maybe that's when we realized, even though no matter how much we loved each other mm-hmm. at that point, we weren't going to be able to sustain the relationship. So the best thing to do was to maintain a good, caring relationship for each other, because yes. we have kids, we have a grandchild, we'll probably have a couple more. I'm not saying I need any more. I love my little moose. So my children, listen to me. We don't need any more grandchildren. If you want to have them, just note. No, I'm just playing. We have all the grandkids we want to have.
Yep.
But seriously, though, but we have a common bond because of that, just like you and your ex have a common bond with your daughter. You know, so yeah, you'll always have that.
And it also, to get to your point, if we didn't get to the point where we, well, I mean, I made the decision more than he did, but just on my own thing. But if I didn't get to that decision, it was getting to the point where we would not be cordial yeah. with each other. We would not be to the point where we'd be working together, and it would be a totally different situation. Yeah. So it's kind of like one of those things where you have to know when to cut ties
to not get
it to when you're just being nasty. And I didn't want to get to that point because, you know, it can.
Well, yeah, and it can. And even in the process of getting to that, it can get nasty. But I think I think love is enough in keeping things peaceful and cordial and moving out so you don't end up hating each other.
Yes.
But again, to sustain a relationship, a committed relationship, I just don't see how love in of itself is enough, because love is just I don't want to call it an emotion, I don't want to call it a feeling, but a love is something you have for somebody. And there's different versions of it. You love your mom, you love your kids, you love your spouse, you love your friends. You have all these, but there's different levels, or not different levels, but different versions of that love,
yes.
and how you care and what you do for that person and where they fit on your totem pole. Like, who's at the top and who's at the bottom, you know, and that's, you know, that love is gauged that way. It's like, you know, I care the most for my spouse because that's the person who's always with me. So it's not that I love them the most. It's just that love is at a different, has a different volume and a different definition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where I love my dad a lot, and he's, you know, he's not any lower than my spouse, but
it's
he also doesn't, like, yeah. if it comes down between my dad and my spouse, of course my spouse is going to have to come first, because that's my commitment to her, mm-hmm. or my commitment to Mel is more than any other commitment I have.
Now your children should be above me, though.
Well, I think that's I have a
thing about that. It's different, but yeah. I mean, like, I don't know.
I have a spiritual, like, thing about spouse and children.
Yeah.
I think children get a lot of care and attention, but when they become adults, they are an adult. So now they have gone from my house, and now they have to, now, not that I don't stop loving my children, not that I don't care for my
it's
child.
It's just a different kind of love than you had before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm not responsible for their livelihood any longer.
Yeah, I guess I'm still stuck in it. That's the wrong word. But you know what I mean? I'm still in it because she's...
No, you're still responsible for mm-hmm. the upbringing of your child. So you have that commitment.
There's
to
an adult love of children versus yes. a younger
yeah,
children
agree.
Of love. I
but,
get that. Yeah,
but
yeah.
So when it comes to the person in your committed relationship, that love for them, even though that's I feel this way for Melanie, and I have this, you know, deep desire to make her happy and to joyful. But if I just have that love and there's nothing else that goes with the love, then it's not like I can, like, oh, I feel this way and I want this for, and I want to do these things for. But if there's no action, okay, key action, there has to be action in a relationship.
Yes.
There has to be communication in a relationship.
Yes.
There has to be responsibility in a relationship. There has to be accountability in a relationship. Love does not love. You can love that person all you want, but if you're not accountable for your actions.
Yes.
Oh, I love you, but I did this. No, if you're doing it, you know, you can say you love me, but love, I think what it is, love is something that is shown. So love is not the...
Through the communication, through yeah. the actions, through the things that you do.
Right.
Love is portrayed physically or right. for people to see that. It's an emotion that you show somebody through
if you
your
have
actions
that, yeah.
and your communication. I agree 100%. Yeah,
if you have the love for a person, then love is displayed.
Yes, perfect
through,
word. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
you know, we talk about the five love languages.
Yeah.
Like, if you love people touching you, or you love to touch people, and that's how you show your love, then you touch that person, or you give words of affirmation, or,
yes.
you know, whatever
service
it is.
Or whatever the
whatever
thing
your,
is. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever your, you know, your love language is. But also in relationships, so is love enough to sustain a relationship? Well, love cannot sustain a relationship, because you can't sustain a relationship without the actions that show love.
No, you could sit there and bat your eyes at me all day long and tell me that you love me, and I'm sure that you do, but unless there's, like, some other parts of it,
here, so, but so
okay.
here drives the scenario a little bit further for you. She comes home from work every day. I'm already home from work.
Yeah.
So I sit in my chair. I'm done for today. You come home, you cook dinner, you wash the dishes, you do the laundry, you put everything up. I sit in my chair and watch TV all day. Hey, baby, I love you so much for all that you do.
Yeah, that wouldn't work very well for me.
But and it wouldn't work for anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though it does happen.
I mean, it happens a lot, I'm sure.
It's a common theme for a lot of, like, especially for a man and a woman.
Yeah.
A man sits in his chair, the woman does all the housework, even though she's worked all day too.
Yeah, yeah.
Or she takes care of the kids all day and you come home and do shit. Sure. You know, and guys, I'm going to tell you this right now. You need to be a man who does stuff around the house, because actions get you laid more than no actions. You know what I'm saying?
I do all the things and I'm not getting laid. No, I'm just kidding. You should see your face right now. What else do I have to do?
Ooh. Love is not enough, people. I'm telling you. No.
Just play with you, sweetie. I know.
But seriously, though, I mean, here's my thing. If love is enough to sustain your relationship, yeah, then there's other things
that
happen.
Go sit in your chair and see how long that gets you, how much that gets you in a relationship. But, like, really? That's a good point, though.
And that's my point. Like, if you love somebody, there is an outward action.
Yeah.
And it's not just I communicate love to you, right?
Right.
But I show you that I love you. Yes. And it's not like I have to buy her gifts. It's not like I have to hug her like every 20 seconds. Well, actually, I do.
Right.
but it's everything else. Like, you know, when she's at work today. I did the dishes. I cleaned up. You know, I did certain things around the house because I know she had a hard day at work. You know, she's dealing with a lot of stuff. You know, school just came back in and all these things. So I'm like, you know what? I know I'm going to cook dinner tonight. I'm going to run to the store. I'm going to do all these things. I'm going to try to make it less hard for her when she comes home, less difficult, so she can rest a little bit more, because I know she has things to do. So that's me saying I love you. So my love will sustain a relationship because my love actually provides effort, provides actions, provides things that let her know that I love her. So, okay, in that sense, you know, if love drives you to do those things, then love can kind of start sustaining a relationship through the actions you provide through the love. But when we go back to scenarios of things happening, like we talked about gambling, or addictions or infidelity, there's so many different scenarios that can be thrown out there. It could be, let's use this one. And I hate to use this one, but this one I see split a lot of relationships up when a child dies.
Oh, God.
How much love does a person have for each other to maintain through a period of grief that is so, like, it's the most devastating thing in the world, what I've seen. I mean, I know so many parents who've lost kids. I mean, I know them personally.
You might as well just dig a hole next to them, because I don't even know how I deal with that.
But that's the thing. It's like, in that place, I love you so much, I'm going to do everything I can to show you my love. Can that pull a person out of grief?
I don't know.
There's going to have to be other things.
Yeah.
You're going to have therapy. You're going to have other people help. There's going to be other things that has to be involved.
Sometimes, now, if you just sit in it, though, I mean, that's the thing. Like we talked about, though, if there's no action with it, then there's just not.
And again, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's
totally agree with you.
It's however you compare it.
Right.
And here's what I'm going to say, that I think if love is enough, it has to be both people. One person's love is never going to be able to be enough to sustain a relationship. So women, men, no matter what relationship you're in, if you're the only one loving that person and they're not showing the love back, then you're going to have to understand that relationship is not sustainable. You're staying in a one-sided relationship.
Yeah.
It's a closed box. Unless that person decides to change.
Yeah.
Because your love, you think, okay, you love that person.
Yeah.
You think your love is enough to change that person, to make that person different. And we know we're older. We've been through our relationships different ways.
Yeah.
And hell, we even know that in a relationship where both people love each other, it might not be enough.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, the thing is it's not that it's a myth or it can't happen. Not saying that your love can't be enough, but you have to understand that it has to be a two-sided street. It has to go both ways.
Well, and I also think, too, I think people use that a lot of times, and I know that you and I have talked about this, and we've probably talked about it on the show, too. You know, a lot of people use that also when it comes to making the decision to divorce. And it becomes, you know, from family members trying to make sense of the situation, from friends trying to make sense. Well, you all love each other. Like, How are y'all not still together?
Yeah.
But, and so I think it's also, when it comes to the myth, it's also this ingrained belief.
Yeah.
By other people when you're trying to make decisions for yourself that they're telling you the same thing. Like, yeah. Well, love's just enough. And I also think, you know, sometimes it's just the way that people think, like, right. about relationships. Like, you should just stay married the entire time but mm-hmm. because you love each other. Yeah, but yeah. everything else can be broken. What that's not enough. That's not enough at all.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, it's like, well, y'all have love for each other, but yet he beats you every day.
Yeah, I mean.
And again, I don't think that's love.
No,
but
that's not. But I'm just saying, like, in certain situations, especially, you know, people were shocked when my ex and I, I'm like, you don't know all the ins and outs of everybody's relationship, firstly. And just because we've been with each other for a long time does not mean that you have a good relationship. It doesn't have anything to do with that. I like we said, we care for each other, but it's just not enough in the long run.
It really never is. But, I mean, the thing is that you have to, I don't think it's something you can go, well, I know my love's not enough to sustain it, so we're just going to end it. I think there still should be some fight and effort in the relationship.
No, there's a lot of effort and fighting for it. Because, I mean, you don't want to do it. I mean, that's not where you want to be. I didn't think I'd be divorced after 20 years of marriage. I certainly didn't.
I don't think most people do. I surely didn't. I mean, I was almost hitting the 25-year mark, you know, marriage.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, you know, sitting there pushing to, you know, and we both, I mean, there's no, I guess at the end of the day, there was no fault on either one of our parts. It was just, it just came to the part where, you know, again, we had kids early.
Yeah.
There's not an excuse. But, you know, when you live your life for your kids, this is the part where I talk about, you know, people's always like, my kids come first in a relationship. Well, the problem is people put their kids first so much in a relationship that they lose focus on the relationship that... And most of us do. Mm-hmm. We lose focus on the relationship that we're going to have after these kids are gone, because these kids aren't going to be with us our whole life.
No, and that's part of the reason why all of a sudden, you know, my daughter's getting ready to graduate and those things, and it scared the shit out of me, because I was like, I can't sit here. Like, we don't have anything in common. We don't do anything together. I might as well be by myself. I just, at that point, thought I'd be better off by myself.
But see, that's the thing.
But he's not a bad dude. He's just not the dude for me.
Well, and I think that's the thing, too. I think that's the problem for us when we, you know, and I'm not saying getting married young is a bad thing. I mean,
we had been together since we were 18. We didn't get married right away, but we'd been together since we were 18.
But the point is that during the relationship, when you're dealing with the kids, you don't deal with each other. And guys and girls, listen.
Totally agree with you.
If you have a child and you're in a relationship, you need to focus. And people's like, you know, oh, we're going to have a date night. I think that's awesome. You should have date nights multiple times a week. But not just because you go out to a restaurant or something, but like, okay, the kid has, we're going to have date night and we're going to do it every 30 minutes. You know, like every 30 minutes, we're going to have 5 minutes together and we're going to talk.
Yeah.
You know, for like two or three nights a week. You're going to do things in between the time the kid is not with you.
Yeah.
You're going to figure out how you're going to maintain your relationship past the kid or kids.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. It's like, if you're not working on your relationship all the time, and I'm not, again, we know relationship is not easy, but it doesn't have to be difficult, but it does take a bit of work because you need to understand each other.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get to where Mel and myself are in life without understanding all the things that you need to do in a relationship. Luckily for us, we've been through a long-term relationship, so we knew what we needed to do in the next relationship. So we did all that stuff up front really fast.
Yeah, we kind of did.
And then we said, you know what? We can't waste time because we're getting older. We're getting closer to 50, you know?
Yeah, and I want to enjoy all the time I can with you.
And, you know, so therefore we took all the things that we knew that was difficult in our other relationship. We put that stuff out on the table and said, okay, now we're going to try to make this relationship better. And we're not going to focus on the superficial things. We're going to focus on the substance things.
Yeah, we do.
So that's where we got to this place. And we knew that no matter how, and this is one of, I think this is one of the key areas, I think, two people in a relationship to come together. No matter how much you care for each other, how much you love each other, there's also the point of the talk that you need to have. So if we realize this is not working, we should also love each other enough not to waste our times.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think people stay together on the fact that there's this myth that you cannot separate from each other because, oh my God, if I separate, then, okay, so stay together your whole life, never get divorced, never do those things, and be fucking miserable.
Yeah, and I was getting to that point.
And sometimes you don't, I mean, sometimes you realize that you're not close to that point, but you realize if you keep going down the road you're going, it may happen. So you need to do something different.
Yeah, and like you said, regardless of the fact, I still cared for him, even when things were going sideways and going wrong. there was still love there. It just wasn't enough to sustain all of that.
Yeah, just like this chair is not enough to sustain my sore ass.
Babe, we'll have new chairs.
Oh, no, it's just because of the two. Look, guys and girls, she's working me out.
Oh, not that way.
Oh, my gosh. Middle schooler. She's a middle school teacher who acts like a middle school student.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, whatever.
Love sustains this, babe.
Love sustains this. Oh.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, so, I mean, in reality, you know, there's a lot of things you can do in a relationship to sustain it, to make it good. But I think there needs to be a basis. So here's what I'm saying. I don't love them so I can do all these other things to sustain it. Love needs to be kind of the foundation, but you build upon that foundation. There's other things that have to happen.
Absolutely.
With the love. I mean, love starts it to the committed relationship. You love a person, you commit to them. Those are the things that start it, but there's other things. There's multiple things. Not one thing can sustain a relationship. You can have great communication.
Yeah.
All day long, you communicate perfectly. But if you don't love that person, then, hell, they might as well be your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
No, I think that you said it perfectly, though, really honestly, when you said that love has to have action with it. I really think that's, like, the solid part of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Is that love is a feeling or an emotion that you have for somebody, but without the actual action of showing somebody how you love them or showing them how you care for them.
So you say that, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. Now you're turning on me, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I am. So
that it wasn't perfect. It was really bad that you said that.
No, but what I would say is so if love, if it's real love,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And my watch goes off because I'm getting snapped.
The baby pictures.
But if it's real love,
yes.
And I'm going to preface this by saying there has to be a two-way street of love in a relationship. If it's not, no love, no matter how much it is, by the other person is going to sustain it.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yes.
So if both people love each other and it's real love that proves action and everything else, is love enough to sustain a relationship?
Wait, say that again?
Love is the foundation, the key factor. So if you really love somebody, if you understand love, and love means that I'm showing you I have the actions and all those things.
Oh, I see what you did there.
So love
tricky
is the catalyst for everything I do for you. Love is the catalyst for everything you do for me, right?
Yeah.
In a two-person relationship, love flows both ways. Love is enough to sustain a relationship.
Why'd you do that?
Well,
in that scenario, yes, because if love is action and communication and
all, no matter what happens between us, if we do that constantly. So now,
I mean, it should be. I don't know if it is,
okay,
but
it should be. I'm going to do something. When I used to be a youth pastor, I used to do this to kids in youth group, right?
Yes.
I used to say, if you love God enough, right? If you love...
Well, it's still not. No,
well, hold
it's still
on
not in the situation.
Follow me on this first.
All right.
Okay? Just don't follow me.
Okay.
Good Lord.
All
kinds of videos. Okay. So I'm not even going to use God. I'm going to use... It says, in the Bible, it says, love your neighbor as yourself, right?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. If you love your neighbor as yourself,
yes,
right, you won't lie to them.
Okay.
You won't cheat.
Right.
Them. You won't steal from them.
Uh-huh.
Right. You won't murder them.
Right.
You won't be abusive to them.
Sure.
Right. You do all those things.
Yes.
Okay. So love, the catalyst, keeps you from being the bad person. So, in a relationship, if I truly love you, I won't lie to you.
Mm.
No. Follow me.
I am following you.
Love you like I love myself.
Yes.
Right? So, if I'm loving you like I love myself, if I want to treat you like I want myself to be treated, do I want to be lied to?
No.
No, so I shouldn't lie to you.
No murdering.
I shouldn't murder you. Absolutely.
Thank God.
All right.
Yeah, all of the things. So, basically, it's treat somebody as you want to be treated.
Right. That's the concept of love, because
right.
Love means I love you like I should love you like I love myself. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Right.
That's I know it's a biblical concept.
No,
but,
I understand it.
But it's also a concept that should be human.
Well, and people also will say you can't love somebody else until you love yourself.
Well, no,
and
that's so absolutely true. It's like if you want people to lie to you, I don't think anybody in the world wants somebody to lie to them.
No.
I don't think anybody in the world wants people to steal from them.
No.
I don't think anybody in the world wants people to murder them. And honestly, I know there's people out there just saying, oh, yeah, I don't care if they do that to me. Then I think we need to have a long psychological talk.
Yeah.
Because that's no person wants that.
Nobody should want that for themselves.
Right. There's something, and I hate to say there's something wrong with somebody.
Oh, my child would answer it that way because she's smart ass, but.
Well, yeah, but that's being a smart ass. I'm not talking about being
smart ass.
Oh,
inherently,
no. Because I tell you what, like somebody's like, I don't care if somebody kills me. Well, let me walk up to you with a gun, cock it, and put it to your face and say, now I'm going to shoot you and you're going to die. They're going to be like, oh,
just
shit.
Just kidding.
Now, I know there's some people out there that's,
yeah,
going to
yeah,
go.
We're not talking about that.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, if that is love, right? That's how I want to love you.
Yeah.
And that's how you love me back. In a sense, is love not enough? I know I'm playing devil's advocate here, but I have to.
You are, but I just don't. In that situation, no. I mean, it still can't. I still think in some situations that you just can't. I just don't think it's enough. Because if you're doing stuff to somebody that you don't want done to you, but you're still doing it to somebody, then that's not reciprocated.
Okay.
So if you're like, you know, doing things you're not supposed to be in a relationship.
But if I loved you.
I don't think you love the person.
Then. Now we're talking something different.
Well, somebody can say, I love you, but I'm going to go over here and, like, you know, have a side piece.
So I think
that's not love.
Well, but again, this is what I need. This is what I think we need to focus on. Love is enough to sustain a relationship if the love is for both. If love is
mutually.
Right. It has to be from both people. And it has to be sustainable in the same way. It can't be, I love you with no
action.
Yeah.
With nothing behind it.
Because I don't believe real love has nothing behind it. I believe that's just lip service. I believe that's just words.
Oh, 100%.
I believe that's just like a fuzzy feeling in the bottom of your stomach.
I
but
love
it's,
you.
But it's not real love. I think real love comes with action. It comes with communication. It comes with things. There's things.
Yeah, 100%.
That's why
totally
I believe
agree.
Love is not an emotion. Love to me is not a fuzzy feeling. Love is not an emotion. Love is a tangible thing that happens from a person to another person. I've never defined love as like, oh, I love
Love's
you.
Love's a verb to you.
Yeah, love is a verb. It's not
a feeling. I mean,
well love
that
is a verb.
It is a verb.
Love is a noun verb because it is a thing that causes action.
Yeah.
So, love is sustainable for a relationship. Love can sustain a relationship if it's two-way street and it's the same.
Yes.
And it's understandable.
Yes.
But if you love a person and the other person doesn't love back, you cannot sustain that relationship with just love.
Totally agree with you.
So your relationship has to be on point for it to be sustained with just love. But again, I'm going to say this, that communication has to be there. There has to be.
No, there's foundations behind it, but all of those things are part of loving somebody.
And again, it's just me playing devil's advocate.
No, I get it.
Given other points
of
view, because I think other people are going to have those points of view.
Yeah,
I think people are going to say, I think love is enough. If I love this person, that person loves me, then the relationship's fine.
But if they're talking about all of the things that you do with somebody or how you show them that you love, then I would agree with that situation.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you're just saying, I just tell them I love them and that's just enough. No, that's really not.
The words are not enough. There has
to
be action.
Yeah, the words are, you might as well just. Yeah, what's the point of saying the words? Anybody can say anything.
So, people, I'm going to tell you, I mean, honestly, this didn't have to be a long conversation. And it's not going to be a long conversation because I think the point is there. You tell us what you think. Please go to the Instagram and let us know if you see something on the TikTok.
You don't stop.
Let us know there, maybe.
Yeah, we're on the TikTok.
Or just leave us a comment on the website. You can go over to the www.rockhippieadventures.com.
Yeah, we've been kind of MA on the socials a while. And I had to get back into school.
Look, we
life.
Do the podcast.
Yeah.
So, but if you message us, we will talk back.
We're good at it.
Yep. So check us out.
Yes, please do. We
all
love
all the socials,
comments.
Rock Hippie Adventures. You can see us at the www.rockhippieadventures.com, and you can leave comments actually right there in the episode descriptions or on the episode page, or you can go like Anchor. Some of our descriptions have a place where you can click the voice message and leave us a voice message if you have the Anchor app. I think you need that as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different things you can do.
Leave us reviews and ratings on Apple, por favor.
Yeah.
Help us grow our show.
Honestly, we're just here to talk about the stuff we like to talk about. Right now, it's talking about relationships, and we hope you got that. And for all the things that happen in life, we just want to say that we want you to love, live life loud and bold.
And mediocrity is not an option for us, and it should not be for you.
That's right, and we'll check you out next time.